Welcome to Look Who's Talking, and with me this morning, I'm lucky enough to have Lucinda, who's going to talk to us a little bit about her Level 2 project. Can you give us the title and tell us what inspired you to choose that as a topic?
Okay, so my title was How Much of the Ancient Greeks Influenced the Britain Courts Today, and in Year 9 I did Greek GCSE, and basically for literature we had to do two parts of it, and they were both court cases, and that was really interesting, and so I thought I would definitely do that.
Okay. Yeah. Is law something that you have an interest in anyway, or was it particularly what was happening in those Year 9 lessons that did it?
Well, both my parents are lawyers, so oh. I kind of know a bit about it, but really it was more the Greek lessons that inspired me.
And just very briefly, what sort of conclusions did you draw? What were your findings?
Well, in some areas it was like almost the same, and in other areas it was completely different. Like in magistrates, like you can't even compare them really because they're so different. Whereas in the processes of the courts, like in the homicidal courts, they're almost exactly the same.
So, okay. Yeah. Well, for me, as a and certainly a non-specialist in the subject of law, it appears to me that it can be quite a complex area to study. Yeah. So how did you find the research went? What sort of sources did you use, and how difficult was it to get into?
Well, for the Greek sources, it was quite hard because obviously it's a long time ago and there aren't that many reliable sources to look at that would tell you a lot about it. But I found two books from the library called Athenian Democracy, and obviously they specialise in that area, so they had quite a lot of information, which was helpful. But in the Britain one, there were loads of websites that could help me, so that was a lot easier.
So yeah. Plenty of access to resources online.
Yeah.
What sort of people or groups are writing about these things online, and are they trustworthy, would you say?
I think they are quite trustworthy, actually, because, as I say, there are a lot of websites, and when I was checking them, they all, like, collaborated with each other. I would say they were mostly, like, sort of retired magistrates or retired policemen or something that were just writing blogs about it. So, yeah, I think they were quite reliable.
That's interesting. And blogs, of course, are a medium through which you can also feedback. Did you actually contact anyone as a result of that? Or did you speak to anyone in other forms of research?
No, not really.
What about your parents? Were they at all helpful?
I asked my mum about some of the processes and magistrates. So okay. I got some of my information from her. Yeah.
Well, thinking about the overall project then, how would you describe it in terms of how difficult it was, how easy it was, what the high points, the low points?
I don't really know. I think writing the essay was quite fun, actually, because I was obviously really interested in the topic, so that was really rewarding. And then the presentation wasn't so nice because I don't like public speaking at all, so that was probably the hardest point. Just standing up there and doing it, but the whole process I think was really enjoyable at the end.
Well, I was lucky enough to see your presentation, and it was delivered with aplomb. There wasn't a problem. It's clearly something that, although you described nervousness, it was something you were able to do. Do you think actually being forced is perhaps a strong word, but encouraged to do it as a result of the Level 2 project was useful for you?
Yeah, definitely. Because if I hadn't have been told to do it, I would probably never practice those skills. So, and it's really a good thing to have done.
Oh, that's good. Thinking about the essay, how did it compare writing that essay with any other essays that you've done during the course of school? Was it similar, or in what ways was it different?
Well, the only essay I'm really used to writing is English essays, and they're quite specific, and you don't get a lot of freedom doing that. But with this essay, it was a lot different, and some things, like, I base it on the English essay rather than an EPQ essay, you know, research essay. And so a lot of the things I didn't include, like referencing and epilogue and stuff like that, was quite a lot different, but I think it's a good skill to have done, really.
Are there any other skills that you picked up? Obviously, you said presentation you were encouraged to do, and a different form of essay writing. Is there anything else you gained during the course of the Level 2 project that you think might be useful either in the next couple of years if you do A-levels, or later at uni, or maybe after that in a career?
I would say because my essay was actually really long, it was originally about 12,000 words. Wow. It was meant to be 5,000, I think. One of the skills I really need to learn in history, and people, my teachers always say, just cut down the words and bring it back to basics, and I think EPQ was really helpful for that, actually, just to stop, like, confusing people and just really get to the point.
That is a critical skill, yeah. Especially, and it's also about time and being able to manage your time effectively. Yeah. How did that go? Did you find that 12,000 words being a phenomenal amount of, did it eat into other bits of time that you do? I mean, you're a very busy person, aren't you? Anyway.
Not really. I did it sort of a day by day, really, like a part by part. So I found when you break it down into those sections, it's quite manageable. But at the same time, it's quite hard to get up in the morning and think, right, I've got to do like another 1,000 words a day, and it's quite daunting at first, but once you actually get into it, it's fine.
There's some good advice there for perhaps other people coming along. Is there anything else you would add? The year 10s are about to start right now,
yeah.
So is there anything, any nuggets of wisdom that you'd like to pass on to them from what you've learned?
I would say don't be sort of put off by the bigness of the task, because when you get started, it's really enjoyable and it's a really good skill to have done, and it looks really good.
Okay, and to close then, and you sort of finished on a positive note there, would you therefore consider thinking about the Level 3 project when you're in sixth form? Is that something you'd do?
Yeah.
Have you thought forward and thought about, are there any other areas or topics or themes that you fancy exploring already?
I haven't really thought about that yet, but maybe I could do something with music, perhaps, or maybe origins of languages or something like that, but something I'll think about.
Sounds good. Thanks very much indeed for your time this morning, Lucinda. We really appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you.